session number 23223, reel 3.
Major Bauer, reel 3. When you had cases of skin trouble, ulcers and things like that, was there anything you could do about it to help the victims?
Well, I would say I don't suppose there was, but I don't, whether you could put a dressing on, I mean, we would hardly say on anyhow. I don't, honestly don't know, you see. No. It's bad enough treating ulcers anyhow. Even this country was bad enough. So what you did then, I don't know. You just suffered. I suppose you just suffered it, but I don't know. It's all right.
You also mentioned an administrative officer, a chap called George McKnight.
Yeah.
What did he do for you?
Wasn't he the animal ATO? ATO. A very nice chap indeed, very nice. What he did for me, I don't know particularly. I remember helping him on one occasion, injecting the mules. They had to have an injection into the jugular vein by the neck, so. And what that injection was for, I don't know, but I remember helping him do that.
How did the mules behave when they were being injected?
They said very good, I think, as far as I remember. They're marvellous animals, they really were. Very docile, on the whole. But if they decided they wouldn't do something, that was a hell of a job to get them to change their mind then. But I had tremendous admiration for the muleteers. And we had a little chap with one of our muleteers from the... from London, I think, East End, I think, some marvellous chap. Whether he'd known and ever knew any about muleteers before, I don't suppose so. I don't know, but they were very good then. And I said we were three medical mules, but I'm just not too sure there were.
Another thing you mentioned as a condition is something called mud rash. Do you know what that was?
Well, it was a rash on the inside the boots or something. But it was just a rash that you seem to get with the mud, going through the mud. Again, a long time ago, I don't remember that particularly. What it was. This tape should have been made some years ago, you see, really.
I quite agree with you, it should. Then another thing, towards the end of the march, you said you noticed a loss of condition and stamina. Did that take place progressively and gradually, or did it occur
suddenly? Oh, I'm sure that occurred gradually, yes. I mean, we weren't much good near the end of the... By the time they'd been nearly 5 months, hadn't they, by the time they were thrown out, apparently they finally got out, some of them were getting very low indeed.
Did you have any idea of an estimate of what sort of loss of performance there was in terms of how long they could keep going in a day or how far they could go?
I couldn't tell you offhand, except that obviously they weren't very good or anything. I can't tell you there. No.
What happened when somebody died in the column? What arrangements were made then?
Well, you just dug a shallow hole and pushed them in, that's all. There was nothing. I always remember one particular occasion, and this, I guess I mentioned there, there was this man brought to the medical unit, and he was absolutely sort of demented. He got a very high temperature. And I assumed he had cerebral malaria. I can only say assumed. We gave him intravenous quinine and all the rest of it. But during the night, but he died during the night, though. And I remember. Before we moved off, with shallow grave had been dug and he was pushed in. The CEO read a shortened funeral service, very shortened few words, wouldn't it? I remember, I think, at the time, and somewhere away, there was either a girlfriend or a mother. who wouldn't know, of course, perhaps for several weeks that he hadn't died there, I always felt perhaps more could have been done, but I don't know what more could have been done, quite honestly. He had his intravenous quinine, he was cool, he was kept cool, his temperature down with water, dousing with water, and that sort of thing. One might know what he could do, anyhow. You always remember his departure.
Were these graves registered and reported?
Well, there we are. Obviously, there must have been reports, because after all, after the war, the units went round to retrieve them, didn't they?
They were all collected.
So they were all, presumably, had a map reference, didn't they? And a cross was put over at the top, but how long the cross would last, I don't know.
Nothing you mentioned is the importance of discipline. You were saying that the York and Lancaster regiment suffered very badly, worse than the Black Watch, because they were not so disciplined. So,
well, it was fairly obvious that some units were better than others. The Black Watch, particularly, he had insisted on them all shaving. None of this lark, Wingate was. And he always insisted on when they came in and they'd give their reports at the end of the day, that they would salute, all that type of thing. And there was no doubt about it. I'm sure they were better in consequence of it. Whereas some units were more stubbornly.
Why was shaving so important?
Well, keeping yourself tidy, that's all, and keeping your appearance up, I think that was why. Yeah. I was wondering the other day how we managed to spout shaving, but we had some solid soap things, that's when you push the shaving brush in, and you got a bit of a lather, I think. That must have been, the blaze must have been half blonde, I think.
They must have been by the time you came out. Were the benefits of shaving more psychological than physical?
I'm sure it was psychological, yes, sure that's all, yeah.
What sort of state were you in when you came out of the jungle, out of the column?
You mean me personally?
You personally.
Well, I was all right, because I'd started off being so well, having come off the boat virtually, very well fed. So I was all right in that sense, yes.
And had your feet got hardened by the time you
finished? Oh, yes, they soon got better after a week or two, yes.
So you were okay?
They healed up, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what about the rest of the column? What condition were they in?
Oh, some were not very good. I had got a list somewhere. Some people had a number of attacks in malaria, not just one. Of course, some didn't have. The mepoprim, it's only suppressive, it didn't stop it altogether. I'm quite sure about that. But the condition was pretty poor near the end, yes. I'm absolutely certain that, without any evidence at all, if Wingate hadn't died, that would not have occurred, because his idea was to get it out quick, early on, and go back again, if necessary. They'd fly out some new ones, and some of the old ones would go back to the base. But quite apart from that, Cyril, who was anti the Lionese, didn't like the English. He kept on producing another job to do, and having to attack Michinong. No guns or anything. Awful losses. And that was Calvert, wasn't it? Colin.
It was, yes.
And it was pretty bad. It was First War without even the advantage of the guns.
Were you ever actually in action while you were in the column? Did you encounter the Japanese?
Well, I didn't encounter the Japanese. We went the last hill, 2171, wasn't it? I think, wasn't it? Just by the river line, before the 60th came along the road just beneath us. There'd been a bit of an action then. Mm. Not very big, but it was. I felt always marching just to get this short action at the end. Achieved very much. I know that I remember teaching one fellow who had a nasty leg wound, and the obvious of a fracture, obviously, yeah. He put a plaster on, and I've always wondered since then. Obviously, I think I shouldn't have put this plaster on completely, I should have left it partly open. But he said he had no training and knowing about these things. So whether he lost his leg gangrene, I wouldn't know, wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. Hope not.
You mentioned a thing called a hematuria at one stage. Now, what's that? Hematuria.
Well, that's blood, hemes, blood in the urine, heme, blood in the urine, hematuria, yeah. Mm.
What causes that?
That's what I wonder too, why he got it. I mean, very sudden attack of this. He didn't have it in the gang, but I think it was on the march sometime, somewhere. I wonder what it was quite. Mm.
What happened to you then afterwards, after your Chindit adventure was over? What, did you go back to India?
Oh, well, we went back to, what was that? We went on this train to, that's all in the book, it's all in this, that's all down there, to some place. And then we were flown out from there to, and how a week or two, we're tented. That's where I wrote this thing, you see. Mm. And after that, we went up near to the north somewhere, yes, that's right, near the forest, Dehradun, that's right, near the forest strip. We were there up there for a bit. And we were being regrouped, so to speak. And because there was no question about it, that we'd be going in again sometime, so they were sorting everybody out. Yes, it was just taken for granted. I mean, I don't know. Hmm.
How long would it take for soldiers who'd been on one of those expeditions to recover and get fit again?
Well, to really recover, it might take weeks, months, I think. I wasn't with them very long after that, because I then got posted to another unit.
What was your next unit?
For a short time, I was posted to the Skins, Inner Skilling, Fusiliers. No, was it? No, it wasn't that. No, I mean, you say, where did I go after that? Didn't it say here?
No, I mean, you mentioned to me that you were within the Skillings for a while as their medical officer.
Yeah. Mm.
What were they up to when you joined them?
Well, I don't know whether the war was still on or whether it was over then, but I know that this was in Bangalore, near Bangalore, and they seemed to be, at that point, almost like a peacetime soldier. You know, they had a very good mess. The mess, dinner once a month, formal dinner, very nice. And I remember we used to, the loyal toast. Did I tell you that a moment ago? No, the loyal toast wasn't to the king or the king emperor. It was to the Earl of Ulster, who was the other name for the one of the Irish titles, wasn't it, to the royal family? But I don't know whether the war was still on then or not. But I know at one point then I was in hospital, and the news came through about the atom bomb. Great relief to everybody.
I was going to ask you what you felt when you heard about the atomic bomb.
Nothing about these atom bombs, but I mean, it wasn't long after that the Japs were surrendered, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it was a great relief, because I'm quite sure if we'd had to go storming onto the beaches of Japan, I'm not sure how we'd have got on. It would have been awful. Casualty, terrific casualty, isn't it?
How did you get home eventually? What happened? You kept on in India for any length of time?
Well, I did my 3 years, for about three years, wasn't it? I got the dates there, haven't you? I was trying to think where I was at the time. Not quite sure where I was. Oh, yes, I know. I'd been the CEO of a hospital up north somewhere in the Punjab, not far from Lahore, somewhere like that. And there was a... It was combined CIA, partly Indian, partly European troops, you know, British Army and Indian troops as patients. And that's where I became a major, because the CEO was being repatriated, so I had six months then as a CEO.
Took his place.
Huh?
You took his place.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. And mainly one of the things I remember was playing hockey there, because they had a hockey team on these mud pitches, baked mud pitch. And the rest of the hockey team was, I suppose, were Pakistanis. I suppose what they actually were, I don't know, but the beers, but they were incredibly good. And I was only playing because I was a senior, and they wanted to say, you want to play. I could play hockey, but not up to their standard. I mean, it was incredible. Ball used to shoot across the pitch, and the speed. But,
While you were there, do you remember perceiving any signs of political tension as things went on?
I was aware of it, yes, in the papers and things, yes. Mm. And but that was a bit before the troubles really blew up. It must have been pretty awful. And my brother-in-law was in the Indian Civil Service at that point, and he was... in fact, that book there on the table there...
Yes.
Jungle, he was back home in India, from India, on leave. And he saw it in a bookshop and quickly bought it for my wife, who was... I was still out in India at the time, but it was quite an amusing book there.
Yes.
It's a amusing cartoon showing the two columns meeting each other. Hello, Carlos, what are you doing here? Or something. And it's all down there. It's quite amusing.
Did you ever feel tempted to stay in the army after your time was up?
At one point, yes. After I got back, and I got back to practice, which I didn't get on very well with the doctor. I started wondering I wouldn't be better than in India. I didn't actually. No. Not in India, in the army. Say in the army, but I didn't. No.
Do you think you derived any advantages or benefits from having been a soldier for a while?
I don't honestly don't think it made any difference. No.